Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The government must end the rip-off and cut the cost of driving. That is the call from Pa Daly, Sinn Féin TD for Kerry and Party Transport spokesperson who joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Pa. Tell us what it is exactly that you're looking for.
Yeah, good morning, Ciara. Irish motorists are paying some of the highest prices for petrol and diesel in the EU. Cost of motor insurance is increasing year after year, despite lower awards. But now there's another round of toll hikes. So previously in 2023, the Minister for Transport had the power to stop the toll hikes. This time he is refusing to do that. So what we have is toll operators who are already getting millions in profits every year. Like following the last toll hikes, profits for the Limerick Tunnel, for example, surged by 10% to 12 million. And the M50 reached 212 million and 12.5 million of that was in penalties. So what we're asking is for a postponement of that. And we had a private member's bill in the Dáil last night, which was to end the penalty for paying motor tax in installments. Because if you can't afford to pay your motor tax up front, you're penalised by 5% by having to pay it in installments. We are asking the government to stand up to the insurance companies by implementing a bill that we had before, where that it was a Judicial Council amendment bill, so that any savings from all the reforms that have been going on for 40 years don't go to the insurers, but they are passed on to consumers, and also then to stop the toll hikes. Because
you also want to do away with carbon taxes as well.
Not do away with. Well, what we want to do is our motion last night said to reverse the carbon tax increases, the latest carbon tax increase.
Right, and you want to cut them. This is very interesting, Pat, because you're moving in a completely different direction to government policy and to most of the world who says that climate change is an issue and incentivizing driving is a form of madness.
Well, no, I disagree. There's a cost of living crisis at the moment.
And, that's an entirely separate issue. People do accuse Sinn Féin of being soft on climate, and this would certainly suggest that that is the case.
Yeah, well, no, I totally disagree with you. This is about fairness and it's about choice for people. I would say one thing if there was more choice for people, but not only in rural parts of Ireland, but if you have to drop your child to school, you're going to college, if you have to go to the doctor, if the choices were there to do that in another way,
that's very disingenuous, Pat, because you know, because you are the transport spokesperson, that we're never going to have a public transport system that can go down every boreen of rural Ireland. That's not possible. So that's not going to be possible at any stage. And if you're saying we should wait till public transport is available to all, what you're basically saying is that we're never going to deal with fossil fuels, we're never going to deal with emissions from transport, we're never going to deal with those things at all.
No, I disagree with you. I'll give you an example. For example, if you live in Newry and you want to get into Dublin on the train, on public transport, by 9 o'clock in the morning, you can't do it. If you're living in parts of Kerry and you want to travel to work, it's not possible to do that by public transport. There are already 4.1 billion in fuel taxes being taken by this government. So it's and there are already a lot of tolls, loads of profit being made by the toll companies, and the public-private partnership part of that is another issue which we can go into another time.
But you do recognise that the government is and indeed it's not just the government, there's many NGOs that would support this as well, that the government is trying to disincentivise people using the car and put people into active transport and into public transport. And what you're suggesting is the polar opposite to that.
No, the only problem with that is that it's not working. It's not disincentivizing people and increasing the toll is the toll prices and not tackling the insurance companies properly. It was more wide ranging than just dealing with the toll issue, which you focused in on. But by not or by increasing the tolls, it's not going to make people who have to travel along the M50 every morning to go to school or college, it's not going to make them take the train if it's going to be much longer, or take the bus if it's going to double the time that it takes them to get to school
or
college. We had
Mary Donnelly on the show this morning, Pat, who is the head of the Climate Advisory Council, and she said that harmful fossil fuels in this country are already subsidised by 4.7 billion of taxpayers' money each year. Are you suggesting we should subsidise them by more?
Well, there's a problem with the way that we have been dealing with these. For example, the EV, incentivizing people to use EV cars, the retrofitting scheme. You will see from the take-up of those, and the Climate Change Advisory Council and the Fiscal Advisory Council will agree with me on this, that the take-up is in wealthier, middle-class and upper-class areas of Dublin and Cork. Because if you want to buy an affordable car, or if you want to buy an EV car, which is worth about 60,000, you know, getting 5% is not really going to make much of a difference.
Yes, and you may be right that wealthier people can afford new cars. I mean, that's not rocket science more than...
Yeah, so are you suggesting we should
subsidise that more so that everybody can have one now?
What I'm saying is that the incentives have to be targeted and they have to be tiered so that people on lower incomes and who are buying... cheaper
cars.
So
you are suggesting a greater subsidy, because the only way to tier that is to give those people more money.
Absolutely, yes, for retrofitting and for example, for EV cars.
Have you costed any of this, Pat, this increased subsidies?
That's all in our alternative budget, and there should be more money given to the people who are buying the cheaper cars, and it should be tiered out then and phased out, because, as I said, the people who are buying the cars that are 60 grand, they're the people who are mostly taking those up. They're the ones who are getting more of a tax break.
All right. Look, thank you for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Pat Daly, their Sinn Féin TD for Kerry and Party Transport spokesperson. Let us know what you think. Are Sinn Féin right? Do we need to make driving cheaper for people in general? People being hit by tolls, insurance, the cost at the pumps. Let us know what you think about all of it. 087-1400-106 is the one.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.